Welcome back. It is 7:41 as we attempt to look at the behavior of others. All right, so if you're a criminal, you're conducting criminal acts, you know, like burglarizing someplace, and you get caught, what's the best way to, you know, maybe make your escape? Well, on Sunday, a guy in Vancouver, Washington, tackled a burglar and then sat on him in order to keep him from getting away. But the burglar, in an attempt to get away, of course, tried to convince the guy to get off of him by claiming he had just pooped his pants. It's not clear if that was true or not, but the guy kept sitting on him until the cops got there. So I'm sorry, the old I pooped my pants, not a good excuse.
You know, if you put a beer or two into your friendly neighborhood police officer, they will tell you all kinds of stories about, you know.
Yes.
We're writing this up if you get sick in the back of a squad car, okay?
It's like, hey, he's naked. I'm not tackling him. You tase him. Got it.
Who was it? I believe it may have been Kanye West, or maybe it was the one who was married to Whitney Houston, Bobby Brown.
Yes, Bobby Brown.
I believe he told the police officers that they took him in that something was going to happen in the backseat of the squad car, and it did.
Didn't he whiz in the back of the squad
car? According to the cop shows that you watch on TV, the cops that have the cars are responsible for cleaning them.
Oh, yeah, I would beat the suspect.
Yes, there'd be no way.
Clean it up. I'm not cleaning it up. Fine, I'm going to beat you with this hose until you clean it up.
That's right. We're gonna hose the thing down with you still in the back of it.
That's exactly right. And by hose, I mean this rubber hose. A 31-year-old guy broke into a restaurant in California on Saturday morning and robbed the place. Fortunately, one of the employees recognized him as the creepy dude who had been hitting on her a few hours earlier. This guy had even given this girl his phone number. So, of course, she gave it to the cops. They set up a fake date and arrested him.
Boom, boom, boom. Then suddenly it got real.
It's like, what do you mean? I got stood up and I'm getting arrested? Man, this ain't my day. A 49-year-old grandma from Maryland went to her grandson's elementary school for an assembly on Tuesday. Aw, that's nice. I mean, every time you go to you have an assembly or a play or something like that, you want Grammy in the audience, don't you? Mm-hmm. And then maybe Grammy will take you out afterwards for some ice cream. Uh-oh, but Grammy's going to need some money for that, isn't she? Well, while the assembly was going on, she wandered into a classroom and stole the teacher's wallet. Grammy?
Grammy? You know, I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often.
Really? Come on, man. Grammy.
A teacher leaves their stuff in their classroom.
Don't most classrooms have cameras these days? Is that how they caught her?
No. The grandma was arrested for theft and disrupting the operation of a school. How about breaking the rules of being a Grammy? You're supposed to bake cookies. You're supposed to take your grandkids out for ice cream and to the park. You're not supposed to shake down the teacher. 23-year-old in South Carolina and his 22-year-old girlfriend got into a bit of a fight on Monday night. It was huge. He ended up hitting her with the workbook from his anger management class. She then turned around and stabbed him with a box cutter, and both of them have been arrested for criminal domestic violence.
There's a workbook for the anger management
class? Well, of course.
Really?
Of course. How are you supposed to beat your girlfriend with it if there's not a workbook? Good gravy sakes alive. That's almost enough to make you lose your faith in humanity, isn't it? Oh, no. No. We here at the program are here to enlighten you and make you feel better. Thank you, Niles.
Is that his name?
Sure, let's go with that. Well, he's an English guy. It's either Niles or Nigel. Ron. Speaking of almost British, Gwyneth Paltrow referred to her breakup with Chris Martin as a conscious uncoupling. Well, so now we know why he wanted out. The news broke when Gwyneth Paltrow posted a list of her top things that she can't live without. Chris Martin had been replaced with the organic linseed oil hair mask. So there's that. Now, according to Gwyneth, their sex life had gotten so boring.
How boring was it?
It could have been a Coldplay album. Mm-hmm. Frozen surpassed Star Wars on the all-time box office list. Yoda is not happy. Today, as a matter of fact, he tweeted,
"Wow, my butt thou can kiss, yes."
Okay, that one didn't go as well as I thought it was going to. Diddy is, it's a good thing today's show doesn't matter, isn't it? Diddy, as you may know, is reclaiming the name Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
But you know what Shakespeare said?
You can't go home again?
No. No, he said, a rose by any other name is still an annoying, no-talent, opportunistic individual who makes millions of money by credit taking credit for other people's work. Montecore. Name sound familiar to you?
Montecore.
Montecore, British guy.
It does, but I can't say why. It's an evil organization in the Avengers movies.
Sure. No, it was the white tiger that mauled Roy of Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah.
He died at the age of 17. Totally,
I was wandering around the strip saying, where's the Siegfried and Roy show?
Sure.
Where's the Siegfried and Roy show?
Sure. In totally unrelated news, Roy Horn has a beautiful new white fur coat.
Do they still have a show in Vegas?
No.
No.
No,
no they don't.
They're retired?
Yeah, it's now like Siegfried and who? Trace Adkins' wife has filed for divorce. That's sad. But the good news is it now gives him more material for a country song.
Yes, it does. What if Paltrow goes country?
Oh, God, please don't do that. All men in North Korea are now required to get the same haircut as Kim Jong-un.
Is this from the same website that said that he fed his uncle to the wild dogs?
It's from BBC. Residents of North Korea are very upset by the news, but they are grateful their leader is not Phil Spector. For an explanation of that joke, please go to Seth Mila WSAU and look at who Phil Spector was. A South Carolina man assaulted his girlfriend with a rolled-up anger management workbook. He faces charges of misdemeanor assault and felony irony. A study is now claiming elderly people's brains are slower because they know so much. That's right. Grandma thinks The Microwave is a cool TV show about popcorn because she's brilliant.
You go, Granny.
And last but not
that
least.
That will be you someday, remember.
Last but not least, a North Dakota man says he burned down a farmhouse because he wanted to impress a woman. In a related story, impressing women in North Dakota apparently way different than it is in the rest of the world. That is it for a quick look at the news. Please use the information for good and, you know the rest, not for evil.
A while back, I was a little bummed out about having my hours cut because of Obamacare. And then I lost my job altogether. That's when people like White House spokesman Jay Carney showed me being out of work is actually pretty liberating.
It's not anything but an added choice that they have that allows them more freedom, to use a certain buzzword, more choice.
More freedom and more choice. I like that. For instance, without the prospect of employment, I have the freedom to sleep until noon every day and the choice of what to buy with my food stamps.
The freedom to choose a plan on the Obamacare website and the choice of premiums and deductibles I can't afford.
The freedom of having my choice of bedrooms to stay in at my parents' house until I get on my feet again.
Freedom and choice.
Choice and freedom.
Thanks, Obamacare.
Obamacare, giving you the freedom from employment and the choice of government aid to barely get you by. Sign up today.